I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Get up. This is the Jet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
It really is a funny thing that we love moms because they're perfect. I mean, they're, you know, our vision of them, especially as a kid, a lot of times you look at your mom. You know, I said one thing when my mom passed. I said, no little boy ever loved his mom more. You know what I mean? There may be plenty of little boys that love their mom as much. No little boy ever loved his mom more.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved my mom. My dad?
You loved him, but it was like...
No, I loved it. And I loved him, and it was, and I think father-son is tough. Sometimes, in the best of occasion. You know, young bull wants to show.
Sure.
Oh, no, I did the straight-up movie, F you, and went spinning up, you know, throwing gravel.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Little hellion.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we had it out. I wasn't having it.
Yeah, he grew up in a town where they weren't allowed to dance. And so, and dad was against the dance.
No, true story. We were cutting wood. We were cutting wood. He asked me to help him. And then he didn't like the way I was helping him. I had better stuff to do. I told him to get off me. And he was like, well, if you're not going to do it right. And got in my car. Because I was so mature. Well, now my dad was always funny too. He wasn't one for a fight. He wouldn't back down from a fight. But I have numerous times of him going, "Well, now you don't have to be." You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I guess for my dad, the flaw that I love about my dad is that he left Oklahoma when he was like 8 years old. That guy was from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he never left it. Still kind of had a little Oklahoma in his voice. And he wasn't a hillbilly, but he was a hillbilly.
No.
He was.
Wouldn't let it go.
No. Never. He liked it. I appreciate that so much now.
Oh, yeah.
That he was just unabashedly him. But honest to God, if you met him for the first time, you'd think he was homeless.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
I don't think I ever saw him in, like, he never, through the latter part of his life, and by latter, I mean from the time I was born.
Nah.
I don't know that I ever saw him in new clothes. So my dad built a mobile home park from the ground up. With his bare hands.
Impressive.
Literally with his bare hands. A 30-space mobile home park. And when people would move out, you had to go in and clean out their stuff.
Right.
Most of the time, they would just leave. And leave a lot of their stuff. Dad would repurpose stuff. Like, and that was just the way it went. I'm like, are you? Well, I washed it. I'm like, I know. See, Spence and I are making the same face. Just kind of a half, like a, ugh.
Yeah.
He would save stuff. He would, every Seahawk and Husky thing, he would save for me. And I'd be like, yeah, Dad, thanks.
You've called your dad not like so much a hoarder, but you've said before that your dad was a total hoarder, especially in his office. When you were going through his desk, you found all that random stuff. I mean, cool stuff, some of it, but yeah, random stuff. So.
Okay, we'll get into this tomorrow, too. What crazy stuff did your dad save of yours? Or what did your parents save of yours? No, I was cleaning out his desk after he passed. You know, what was that, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
A year and a half ago now? I was going through his desk, and in a old pill bottle, like a prescription bottle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teeth.
Oh.
My teeth.
No.
Baby teeth.
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah, you keep baby teeth.
Like three of them.
No.
You lose your first tooth. Keep your baby tooth.
One of them might have been his. I don't know.
I don't. Or some critter he trapped on the property.
Yeah, or some critter. Who knows? No, but they were like, I don't know. It was, we're putting in his desk for all that time. Weird.
Gross.
Yeah, but no, you're right. My dad, at the time, I hated it. Yes, hoarder. He had that. God, I got to repost that picture of that eagle. That black scraggly looking eagle thing. He kept going, my dad shot that at Fort Sumter back in 47 or whatever the hell it was. You know what I mean? Creepy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it now because I'm an adult and I can handle it. God, as a kid, Jesus. What is it about your dad that's the flaw that you just love him for?
Oh, he's so not tech savvy at all. My dad, God love him, but he will not let go of this flip phone. I'm talking about like the flip phone that you have to like triple press the numbers.
Does he text?
No. He tried one time to text, but he couldn't figure out how to do the space bar. So all the words were separated by the and symbol. So it was the and lake and, but it's all one word.
And of course, it was the lake.
Yeah.
Okay, Davey, what's the flaw of your dad?
So my dad does text, but even with computers and phones and everything nowadays, his grammar and his spelling is even worse than mine. But like I'm pointing stuff out to him, so it makes me feel good because it's like, sweet, sure. You know. But my mom constantly has to help him with stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
like
love him.
No,
though.
With what stuff?
Like proper usage of their proper punctuation. Yeah.
In text, who cares?
No, but I guarantee you that Dr. Phil would be very upset if he was texting his friend and said, Dr. Phil is Davey's dad, by
yes,
the way.
Correct. Not
he looks like he does look like Dr. Phil.
So yeah. I guarantee you he would be upset if he was texting his friend and he was doing the wrong there and your. I guarantee you that would upset him if he didn't know. So you have to call him out on that.
Work purposes, too. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
Yeah.
What is it about your dad that's so deliciously and wonderfully flawed? Sorry, Spence.
My dad left when I was 7. There's that.
You don't love him for it, though.
Actually,
maybe now you do.
Yeah, I got my mom. I didn't need anything else, so I'm good.
Well, and after your brief reunion, no?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, I do love you for staying gone.
Right.
That's good. Because you and I would not have liked each other.
Thank you, Facebook.
Yeah, sure.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
We talk about it all the time when it comes to the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day. I can spell it out for you right there. Mother's Day is this.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Father's Day is this. It's just, that's kind of the difference. However, if you're playing the Super Mom game and the Super Dad game, you'd also get two very distinctly different sets of answers.
Very exactly. Much so, yeah.
Which is why Super Dad game is like driving a car with sketchy brakes and bald tires down a windy mountain road and maybe going a little bit too fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we love it just the same. Just part of it is for the thrill of it. You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's like have you ever skydived?
No.
And I take it you never will.
No intentions.
Nope. Skydive, bungee jump?
No.
Any of that?
No interest.
Kayla?
No.
Davey?
Nope. No. Don't like heights.
At least for me, the thought is I really am about to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. I know that they've done this a lot of times, but this could go really bad. The Super Dad game is kind of the same way.
Gotcha.
Davey, who is our contestant?
Courtney.
Hey, Court.
Hi.
What is one thing that we should know about your dad, Rick, before we get him on the phone?
He's very caring. He's been there for me for everything that I need. He's an amazing dad, amazing grandpa. I guess that's a couple things.
What's the one thing you'll never be able to thank your dad for?
For putting me in sports, I guess you could say.
What was your sport?
Softball.
Yeah? Were you good?
Oh, yeah. I played since I was 4 up until college.
Good for you. Wow, did you play in college or not in college?
No, I didn't play in college.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. You got time to answer 3 questions really quick?
Sure.
All right. We're going to send Courtney out with Davey.
You got it.
He'll keep her occupied for a second. As soon as he's got her, okay, he's got her. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Do you ever go out with Courtney? You ever go out and have a drink?
Once in a while at the casinos.
Okay. So when you do that, what is the drink that you order for her?
I don't order for her.
Ever?
No.
She is a grown woman. She ordered for herself.
Okay. Okay. All right. Correct. So when she is sitting across from you, what is she drinking?
What does she drink? I didn't really see her drink alcohol, so probably sodas.
Can you narrow it down? What soda?
Coke.
All right. No, that works for us. I got to be honest, there's no wrong answers here, Rick.
Okay.
When was the last time that you were really good and mad at Courtney? What did she do?
Last time? When she wrecked her car.
Her Mustang. Oh, no. Did you buy it or did she buy it?
I did.
Oh, God. How long had she had it?
Probably less than 6 months.
She's screwing around?
She's driving too fast on a curve.
Well, yeah. What do you expect?
How old was she?
Probably 18.
Yeah, I figured.
Well,
why did you buy a Mustang for an 18-year-old?
Bingo. Thank you. It's your own, it's your own damn fault, Rick. You bought her a Mustang.
Father of the year, I think.
Yeah, good for you. All right. And here's the one that we always love to ask. I always love asking another woman's father.
Yeah.
If he knows the name of her first.
Her first?
Yes. Yep.
Marcus. I'm thinking.
How does that question make you feel, Rick?
you never want that question.
No, right. No. And you never want to be wrong about that question, which is what makes this game fun. All right, let's...
You always want to be wrong about that question. You really don't want to know.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is true. Yeah. How do we feel about Marcus these days?
He's a loser. He's no longer alive.
Gotcha. All right, Davey, we're ready. Yeah, bring her in. All right, so let's bring Courtney back. Let's see what Courtney has to say. And you can feel free to give her crap if she's wrong, too.
Okay.
Courtney, your dad says that every once in a while you guys will go hang out in the casinos. You're sitting across from him having a drink. What are you drinking?
Well, I don't really drink. I guess it would be a root beer or a Pepsi.
Bingo, we'll take that. He said Coke. Nice job. One for Rick. You do know your daughter, Rick.
There you go.
Yeah.
Courtney, if you had to guess, when was the last time that your dad was really good and mad at you? What did you do?
Oh, gosh. Good and mad. I don't know. I guess there's been a lot of times, but...
the most recent.
The most recent?
How old are you now?
I'm going to be 30 in 2 weeks.
Oh, right on.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so when do you think that was? That he was really good and mad?
Probably.
He answered right away, by the way.
Uh-oh. Can you give me a hint?
No. You should know this one. This makes a lot of sense to us.
When he got married?
Why was he mad at you when he got married?
When he was mad at me. Oh, I don't know.
Rick, do you want to prompt her a little bit? I would think she'd remember this.
On the curve coming down from your first ex's house.
Oh, when I crashed my car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My brand new car that he got me.
Yeah. Yeah. You loved that Mustang,
like,
didn't you?
10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, he said 18.
Yeah.
Yep.
A little while ago, yep.
All right, then. And then we asked your dad, And we're going to ask you, what is the first name of your first?
Rod.
Uh-oh.
I was wrong.
Was Rod before or after Marcus?
Before.
Okay.
And yeah, that was still high school.
Rick, how do you feel about Rod?
Barely remember him.
At least it's better than loser.
Yeah. So we barely remember Rod. Marcus was a loser. Have there been any that you've liked?
Her current Alex.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Alex is okay. Good.
Rick, we appreciate it. You, we can tell you're at work. Thank you for taking the time. And you've done your daughter a great service. She's got a pair of tickets to two people. You have no idea who she's going to go see.
Nope.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Dad.
Courtney,
bye,
you're going to Nicki Minaj in Future. Congratulations.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.